Our topic of conversation now will be the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. And we are going to be talking with Kelly Parker. Kelly is the executive director of the HYSB, and we welcome her to the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's get a little background on you, Kelly. We'll talk about the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, but your road and your path that led you to the HYSB.
Sure. It's a little bit of an interesting one, and it takes a few twists and turns. I've been the ED at HYSB now for actually a year next week. But prior to that, I worked at the Women's Center in Greater Danbury, which is a somewhat similar agency. They serve victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And before that, I was a youth development educator over at the 4-H program in Millbrook, New York for Dutchess County. HYSB really appealed to me because it was sort of an intersection of my previous roles coming from that youth development background as well as sort of the human services end of things supporting folks in crisis. So HYSB sort of intersected for that. Those for me, which was a really exciting opportunity.
Now we around here I think our area was one of the first areas that the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau has been around a long time, and it started off with a pretty tight focus, but that focus really over the years has grown and expanded. And let's talk a little bit about what you do, how it's done, and how it's expanded.
Sure. So this is actually our 30th anniversary year over at HYSB. And when our programming initially started many moons ago, it was generated by some community members who really just identified some needs in the community and tried to meet those needs, primarily from a mental health perspective. It started just with one person at the helm, and now we have three clinicians on staff full-time. And the services that we provide primarily are surrounded around mental health and one-on-one counseling. But we've expanded a bit to include some group counseling sessions. We're now going into the schools to provide the counseling sessions. But not only that, we're meeting with full classes and we're doing programming with them to help just build some enrichment activities within the classroom parameters to focus on self-esteem, emotional well-being, healthy relationships, this sort of thing. But we also do things outside the school. We of course, didn't this year because of the pandemic, but typically we have an internship program over the summer, and we're constantly evolving and changing based on the needs of the community. That's one of the wonderful things about our organization. We're a nonprofit, but we're not restricted. Our mission is broad enough that we can constantly reevaluate to meet the needs of our community. So right now, post-pandemic, or still in the pandemic, really, we're focusing on mental health and counseling services, but we can continue to evolve as we need to.
I think it's interesting what you just said is one of the biggest things when organizations were initially founded, especially when you're talking 30 years ago, their focus was a very tight focus. As I know, when we formed the 501c3, which formed the nonprofit which operates this radio station and other things, we were very focused in on just a radio station. Well, now we have radio station. We operate the Bargain Barn, a thrift shop for the area. We operate CATV6 and 252 in our area, and also the radio station. I think organizations like the HYSB, one of the mandates now has to be that you have to be nimble enough so that you can, as times change and as we see change can come quickly, you can re-gear yourself to find different avenues to help different things that pop up.
Yes, absolutely. And we've seen that even over the course of this year, as needs in the community have changed. Our mental health clinical services increased dramatically. We also had a really increased need for our juvenile review board program. One of the pillars of that program is to help with truancy and absenteeism. And in the pandemic, where so many kids were going a hybrid route and so forth, that program nearly tripled this year, whereas last year we had, I think, 4 cases. So really our ability to remain flexible, I think, is critical to our success.
Now, let's talk about you. So you've been here a year. So you actually came in at an extremely difficult time.
Yes. The running joke at the office is that I have yet to see our programs fully functional in my year's time here, because we weren't allowed in the schools when I first started, because it was sort of still in the crux of the pandemic. So typically our clinicians are going into schools. We weren't allowed in the schools. We were doing everything remotely. Our first 2 fundraising events that I was here for were either postponed or done virtually. So it was really a challenging time, and I'm still feeling sort of the aftershock of that, as we're not fully open yet. It's been really hard to get out and meet people, meet donors, meet even the school staff. But I think if there was a silver lining to all of this, while it's more challenging for me to build those connections and get engaged in the community, the silver lining here is that we implemented a telehealth program for the clients, and I think we're going to keep that. You know, Region 1 is so large in terms of distance between the towns in the north and the towns in the south. Offering the telehealth option has eliminated a transportation barrier for a lot of our clients. So trying to keep positive here, that's something we were sort of forced to try out, and it's been working, and we're going to keep it.
It's interesting to note that, and a lot of people, I think, still to this date, only think that you operate within the schools, and I think that's an important thing to emphasize on, that your mission is far greater than just within the schools. And even though it's a youth service bureau, it really is, you could almost call it a family service bureau.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we see a variety of clients in a variety of places. We certainly are in the schools, but we also have wonderful private counseling sessions at our office on the Hoosie campus in Falls Village. We can meet you at a park if that's more comfortable for you. We can now see you virtually. So we're really flexible with the parameters. And this summer we had some students at our office for a summer series program where we worked with a group of teens on mindfulness. We grouped so 3rd through 5th graders on something called Social Club to help talk about bullying and good behavior and how to sort of manage your emotions. So, you know, our location is not set in stone, and we're not even, one of the misnomers about HYSB is that we're only in the public schools, and that's not true either. We serve all Region 1 families, so if you have homeschoolers or kids at private school, it doesn't matter. We're all of the Northwest Corner, regardless of school status.
Now, let's get to another matter that, and I was just speaking to Dan Valiani about something else, but the Foundation for Community Health has joined with us, and we've put together this interview series. And what I want people to understand is that organizations like yours, the Foundation for Community Health, is a vital link. They don't supply work, but they supply the ability to receive funds, to work with them, to learn from them, and to move on. The foundation obviously is a vital part of what you need to operate.
Yes, absolutely. The Foundation for Community Health has been a critical resource for us. Most recently, they provided us a grant that allowed us to hire another full-time clinician. So we went from 2 to 3, thanks entirely to the Foundation for Community Health, and we were able to dedicate that clinician to the high school to help with some of the more extreme cases in the high school, students with suicidal ideation or students who are experiencing a more extreme spectrum of symptoms at that level, which is critical, particularly in the high school setting, and the Foundation for Community Health made that possible. Without them, we would not have been able to hire that 3rd clinician, and timing came perfect. You know, that position was sort of in the works pre-pandemic, and we needed it more than we could have ever imagined once the pandemic hit. Our caseloads more than doubled.
You know,
so a foundation for community health is really critical for our success.
You know, and this ties into other interviews that we've done in that the Foundation for Community Health uses the money that that they were initially set up with to improve the lives of just about every demographic in our tri-state region, and it's not just in Connecticut. They're a foundation that goes out and provides their service to other organizations like yours throughout our tri-state region. And we'd like to point out how important they are in that chain, because I think we're really lucky in the area that we live. We have so many different nonprofit organizations that are set up to help so many different segments of our community. Yes, we live in a very wealthy area. There's no doubt about that. But this very wealthy area needs all these organizations like yours, the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau, to function and really do outreach where if that outreach wasn't available, individual private citizens would have to find ways to deal with those problems themselves. And we all know in today's world, there's just not enough time for individual parents and grandparents and to do that.
Yes, absolutely. I think our partnership can eliminate some of those barriers and make it simpler. You know, and in our case, our services are free of charge, which is a huge component of why we're needed so badly, because we don't have that fee-based component that would eliminate some clients who need our services.
And for people that want to get a hold of you, find out more information, what's the best way for them to do that?
Our website is hysb.org. Pretty straightforward, and all the contact information is there, all of our information about our programs and services, it's all right there on the website.
That's hysb.org, and by the way, then we'll put this up on our on-demand page, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand, click on the interview section. If you click on this interview with Kelly, you'll see a whole bunch of information about the HYSB and some links there as well. Kelly, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Take care. Our cooperation continues with the Foundation for Community Health, bringing you information that you might not otherwise understand how they operate.